The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Governor Henry McMaster yesterday signing an executive order that will require now face masks for all employees and patrons at restaurants, among other safety guidelines. And he says the plan to reopen movie theaters is still on track.
Hollywood is knocking, and now movie theaters will be ready to open. They're going to have to follow these rules. You go see your favorite movie, you're going to have some distancing, you have to wear a mask. High school football games will be able to be played if the high school league plan is approved by the Department of Commerce, because, of course, that would be more than 250 people.
Governor McMaster yesterday during a news conference. On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joe. I hope you are, too.
I am excellent. Thank you. So, you know, I guess one thing that I had missed was that earlier the guidelines for wearing mask face coverings had been, I guess, sort of a recommendation, but with the executive order yesterday, this is mandatory now, right?
So the governor has not done a statewide mandate to wear a mask. The governor, from a statewide level, has strongly encouraged localities, because he still believes that one size does not fit all. And he is encouraging localities to come up with what is best for their area when it comes to masks. Now, restaurants, as part of the guidelines that came down through Accelerate SC and through the Restaurant Association, those were guidelines. The governor has always been very tempered, Joe. You and I have talked about this many times and what he wants to do. And, you know, he always takes the Restaurant Association's recommendations before he, you know, comes into, you know, changing or making a different change. But he has taken those guidelines now and he's made them mandatory for restaurants. So
for that particular industry. So that's what I wanted to be sure and clarify here. So, you know, we have a lot of municipalities and areas of the state that have adopted their own programs based on their community needs, and that's what he's encouraging for local officials to take action and to do what they think is best for their area. But in the case of restaurants, this is statewide, though, right? Whether or not your local municipality has a mask ordinance, you are required to wear a mask, and restaurant employees are required to wear a mask now, right?
Exactly. You know, he is saying state buildings, you know, things that, you know, if you're coming into a state building, you know, he wants to make sure that masks are worn also. So that was also part of his press conference yesterday. But you're right. He is encouraging people to do it at a local level. He still believes, like I said, one size does not fit all. He has said that over and over. And so he will not do that from Columbia. But, you know, the vice president was in and he was urging everybody to be conscious of the fact that wearing masks has a positive effect. And, you know, Joey, this week, the governor always wants to highlight business. He's a business governor. And I was traveling and looking at what businesses were doing to keep their employees safe, to keep their customers safe. And, you know, every business I went to has such great protocols in place, but I went to Michelin, and Michelin has, you know, obviously they're our largest tire manufacturer. They have a very well thought out and orchestrated approach to their employees coming in. They ask them specific questions. They take their temperature. They have to wear a mask. They've timed shift change to allow the people coming in to be able to clean where they're going to be for the next 8 hours. And they will tell you that not one employee has contracted COVID at Michelin.
Wow.
They feel 100% certain about that. So, you know, what I've been saying is that was wonderful to learn, and I said it when I was interviewed after our visit, is that when people do the precautions that are there, if you look at their sampling, it works.
Yeah.
You know, so, but they're very, very proud of what they've done, and their employees are very proud of what they've done. They, you know, that iconic Michelin man that we all know, they gave a card to all their employees that it's just a notebook, you know, like a note card size card. And it has our Michelin man with a mask on, and it talks about, you know, how you help stop the spread. If one person's wearing, if both people are wearing, which one's wearing, if they have COVID, if they, you know, maybe COVID asymptomatic, and the percentages. And on the back, it just talks about taking care of each other, you know, and it's just, and they said at, they saw people coming and being exposed or possibly feeling that they could be a positive. And they looked at that happen after Memorial Day. So when people were leaving for 4th of July, they packed up hand sanitizer, 25 masks, some candy, just so it didn't seem all sterile, and that note card. And they saw a huge difference from their employees coming back after 4th of July. So that was amazing to me to see and hear. And I hope that gives a different perspective to everybody listening.
Sure. Well, and that is pretty impressive that you have a business, an employer of that size who shows that if you do the right things, if you take the necessary precautions, then you can operate, you can stay open, you can keep manufacturing your product or providing your service and keeping your employees safe at the same time.
Exactly. And Joey, one other thing that happened at that press conference is the governor has now reopened everything, right?
Yep.
With guidelines. He feels very strong. You know, things, and movie theaters have a plan. There are guidelines that Accelerate SC have put out there. You know, there are some size qualifications, right? If you're going to have a bigger event, what are
right.
You have to take that into consideration. But, you know, this governor has always been tempered in what he's done. And so if you're putting together an event, if there's a corporate event being put together, and it may not fall within these guidelines, but you have a plan, like we talked about, like Michelin has a plan, right? If you have a plan that you think is going to work, he's telling you to go to the Department of Commerce and let's talk about that and get an exemption ruling. So, you know, he's saying, you know, this is not an all or nothing. This is not a one size fits all. So come to us and talk to us and let's work it out.
Sure. Yeah. And that was good news to hear that, you know, arenas, performing arts centers, you know, concert halls, amphitheaters, all these places are going to be able to reopen because, you know, we need that. We need to be able to go out with our families and to participate in these types of things, you know, just, you know, go see a movie. I mean, how long has it been now since we've been able to just go see a movie? So that was good news to hear that. And again, I hope we just stress that, do it and remain safe. And maybe we can get back to somewhat of a normal life again.
Absolutely. And we all can, right? This is what everybody talked about early on, is tell us what to do and we'll do it, right?
Yeah.
Don't just tell us what to do. So that's what we've done, right?
Yeah.
And it may change, and it still may change a little bit. You know, the more we find out about how this drug is working, and a great article I read that a doctor, a friend of mine sent to me, is how this is kind of changing a bit, you know, as it goes from, you know, age group to people to demographic. You know, it's not a one size fits all either. And so be kind, right? As these doctors are learning more, they're trying to share everything as soon as they get it. That's like helping and hurting them, right? Because people are getting a little upset that things are changing and guidelines might be changing, but don't. because they're just turning out information as quick as they can to try to give people what they need.
Yeah, it's a moving target for sure. And look, we, you know, with Texas Representative Louie Gohmert yesterday announcing that he was positive, that's just a highlights the fact that, you know, he obviously had no symptoms, would not have known that he was positive had he not been invited by the president to fly on Air Force One to his home state of Texas yesterday. He was tested and it came back positive. He said he had not felt any symptoms. And so that just highlights the fact that, you know, people, you can have this, this virus and not even know you have it. You know, you could be exposing others, to it as well.
You're absolutely right, Joey. And I'm hearing that more times than not is that, wow, I just felt a little achy. And so, you know, somebody told me you should get tested. You know, you think maybe I've been out in the sun too much and too much yard work, and here you've been positive and you never even knew it. You know, you never felt bad enough to think you had anything.
Yeah. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, always good to check in with you. You be safe out there as well, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Well, thank you so much, Joey. You guys be safe, and we'll talk next Thursday. Everybody out there, be kind to each other first and foremost. Let's just all be kind and keep each other safe.
Yep. And we'll get through this together.